This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
There was a problem and there was nothing we could do. Audio courtesy of FanDuel TV. It's hard to keep them all together, Tone. It's hard to figure out which one's which. Guardians played on three different TV stations last weekend. Ty Jerome gone. Bye-bye. Tone, thoughts?
So much of this is a stunner to me.
Well, $9 million a year, yes. It's essentially like, I think it's like what? Like 2 years with a third year option, three for 28. It's like, why couldn't we afford that guy?
Hey, we were getting crazy during the season, me included. Like, I couldn't have been further from what actually happened.
You guys wanted to.
Well, when he was.
He was part of the big four. He was part of the core four. Darius Garland, get the hell out of here.
Well, okay, I want to be clear. That was never me. I thought that was some of the silliest stuff during the Miami series.
That's true. Yeah, you weren't like
but
that.
But there were people making a case for Ty Jerome. Like, why do we even need Darius Garland? Let's go find some wings with that money and just roll the ball out with Ty Jerome, who is one of the most efficient guards in the NBA last year. The floater was like historically good. Yep. And he was good in the Miami series, and then the Indiana series happened. And yeah. I didn't think the Indiana series was gonna doom him. Like, I didn't think it meant that he was gonna get some terrible contract. But here we are. I gotta say, take out the fact that he's, you know, a multi-millionaire now. That's everybody in the NBA basically these days. $9 million a year? What was it?
About $9 million, $9.5 million a year, it seems.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So we couldn't afford that?
Well, they could. They could have.
Did they want? So there's something getting bandied about here that we got to get figured out. So I don't know which one's which. Because it says, well, because the deal is a third year player option, but. When you first see the contract, you go, we couldn't afford that. And then I'm starting to hear some things. Like, I heard Danny Cunningham yesterday on his podcast saying that possibly Ty didn't want to be here because of playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, and this is the dire situation, and maybe what $9 million a year really dire. But this is the situation of holding on to his contract or holding on to his career. Last year, you have, what, two games where you play, didn't he play two games last season and then he got hurt?
Yeah.
And then he was out for the rest of the year. So he plays two games last year. Then he has the entire year away, comes back, thought he played well this last season. Played well. We had him on the show, good guest, whole deal, nice enough guy. But he played exceedingly well, at least more better than what we thought he was going to do. In the Miami series, you know, people got a little bit crazy, and I know Indiana finished the wrong way. But if we're talking about offering minutes played, it does make some sense for Ty Jerome. Like, hey, I get a little bit of security, but I get a little bit of flexibility if I'm able to play and get more minutes. And then in two more years, I might be able to cash in even more. Because how old's Ty Jerome? It's not like he's been in the league forever.
27.
Okay, so this is not a 30.
He's turning 28 in a week.
All right, but still, it's not a 38-year-old man. And he's, I don't know how much longer he does have in the NBA, so it makes sense for him. The playing time thing, like that, when I first heard playing time, I was like, what? Who gives an F about playing time with what type of money? But it makes sense because you can make more money. And I don't think the Cavs were going to be able to offer him possibly the type of playing time that he was going to get from the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, that all sounds like a great big fat spin to what it is, because I need to know whether or not he actually wanted to be here. I won't cuss him. If he didn't want to be here, I could understand the business side of this in 2 years and betting on himself to a degree and all the other things. Because you can make the same money with the Cavaliers, but is it a better long-term deal with yourself? Is it a better long-term investment to play with the Cavs, who are not going to be able to give you the minutes that probably the Memphis Grizzlies can give you?
I guess I'm really surprised a number of things here. First of all, like, if we have talked about this during the season, basically, if we had talked about this during the Miami series, right? Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks before we ended up having to talk about it, had we have talked about it then, and I would have told you that Jerome is out, Merrill is in, I would have said, oh God, did Jerome sign like an $18 million per year contract?
That's what I would have thought.
If you would have then told me $9 million, I would have said, what?
When they signed Sam Merrill, or when it was reported that they were going to sign Sam Merrill long-term or longer-term, my thought was, okay, well, Ty Jerome is going to be making somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $18 million a year. and that they weren't going to be able to afford that with where they're at. And then I'm hearing I see $9 million. I go, well, the Cavs could have swung that. Well, I understand there's penalties probably involved here, but good God.
Well, and in sports talk, I often say, and we went over this with Matt Derry yesterday. What were people saying at the time? Like when they traded Josh Naylor and when there was, all right, a little bit of a reorganization, what were we saying at the time? I want to make sure we know that so we're not doing false outrage later, right? I love to do that in sports.
Well, I can't be outraged if I don't know if he wanted to be here or not. Yeah, so at first I wanted to be outraged, but if I'm hearing, like Mitch texted us last night, and then I'm hearing Danny where they're going, well, he might not have wanted to be here. It's like, well, I can't put a gun to the guy's head and make him sign a contract with the Cavs. So I got to get that figured out. If I figure out that he wanted to be here badly and the Cavs just said no, okay, well, I can use that against you next year if you don't have the type of players that can help. Because as we wake up this morning, I think that a Cavs fan has to wonder, A, are they as good of a basketball team as they were last year?
Right now, right now, on paper, they are not.
Okay, so
That doesn't mean they can't, you know, Evan Mobley takes off.
Next thing, what can they do? Well, that's Evan Mobley. Yeah. What can they do to supplement the roster? That's the other part of it. Now, we can jump into that. We got plenty of time to chew the fat on that. Mm-hmm. But what can they do to help? Because as you look at it right now, what was it, FanDuel that had the odds out? I guess the Knicks have the better odds in the Eastern Conference now to win the East going into next year. Which it's, I mean, I don't know. It's July 1st, so I don't.
And not like any of these teams have material. Like, wait, who did you say was number one right now?
The Knicks.
The Knicks. Who's their head coach?
Nobody.
They're talking to Mike Brown. Apparently,
I don't know if that was a real thing. So I gotta hold back.
Who was it? What? Who?
I don't know if it was real. I don't know.
Well, you might as well say it.
Yeah. What was the rumor?
Tell you if it's real or not.
All right, guys. It was my birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. Not that I really celebrated, but you know we were out and about. Is Don Staley? Were they really planning on talking to Don Staley?
I didn't even see that.
I haven't heard that.
Mike Brown two times.
Okay,
I've heard Mike Brown is getting a second interview.
Okay, that's the second time. Okay,
New York Post. So said I don't know anything about Don Staley.
The New York Post did. Yep. Well, they're also saying that Deshaun Watson is taking Shedeur Sanders under his wing.
Did they say anything about any mail she has received?
They are talking about Tom Brady and Sidney Sweeney.
If I send a thank you card to Don Staley again, will she coach our WNBA team
probably.
In 2028?
I think you have to.
Guys, this is how I bring winners to Cleveland. You understand this?
It's going to be expensive, but we have the money.
Dan Gilbert's going to go to her, and she's going to go, they have that nice radio guy that sent me that thank you card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the little things.
Think about that.
All this is to say, Kenny, like
Champions Post 2028.
I cannot believe that one Indiana series, right?
Yeah.
That's everything. Because if that's everything, then we got a lot of guys we got to get rid of.
Well,
and if we're going to use, I mean, we had a Knicks series 3 years ago that was disastrous.
That's why
we had a Magic series that they took us seven games. We had no business going seven games with that team. So if we're just going to say, hey, small sample size, we're going to use it to make these determinations on players. And there's a lot of Cavaliers that would be on the way out today.
So if they weren't going to offer him, go ahead.
Well, is there an apron calculator? Because that was the only thing I was hearing about Ty Jerome was and reading things from, you know, weeks ago. And then Daryl would bring it up that if you pay him $15 million, it's anywhere from $60 to $80 million in tax.
But yes, that would have been the case. Owen had
but if you're paying him $9 million, what are the taxes?
That's if they took him on along with Sam Merrill. But if it was a decision.
Either or.
It was a decision. This gets very interesting to me, and I'd love to hear the Cavs.
Either or, don't when people want Ty Jerome?
I thought that would be clear cut. Like, if you would have asked me that at any point during the season, who would you rather have, Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill? Nobody would have said Sam Merrill.
Do you feel like Sam Merrill impacted any winning this year?
I'm sure he did at some point. They won 64.
Do you feel like that? I'm not saying.
No.
I'm sure we can come through a box score somewhere.
By the way,
Sam
Merrill also did not shoot it well in the playoffs. In particular,
yes.
Did not shoot it well in the Indiana series.
They invented something here called the Cavalanche, right? Where they even bought a snow machine. And that was not all Ty Jerome's doing, but Ty Jerome was a big part of swinging that stuff because it's when the bench bunch came in and he led them and they
and there
scored
was no drop off.
Yeah,
well, I just got
no drop off from Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland when Ty Jerome came into the game. It was limited minutes, And I don't think you want to be handing over your team's like starting point guard.
You guys want to
duties listen, to Ty Jerome?
If you guys want to find out an answer for sure whether or not he wanted to be here, either you can have him on tomorrow. The guy who covers the Cavs for Cleveland.com.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ty Jerome. I'd love to have Ty Jerome.
Let's get Ty Jerome.
We can, we have his number. We can get Ty. We could try to get him on. I don't know if he'll come on right now.
Did we try? Mitch, you have his phone number.
I mean, well, ever since George got traded, he's been persona non grata. Uh-huh. We've been begging him to come on. Maybe Ty would like to come on and explain his side of things if he wanted to. That'd be great. Or, you know what? If you wanted to today, I'll sit out a segment and you can talk to the... for the good of the show, for the good of Cleveland sports fans, I'll sit out and say, man, you have the guy who covers the Cavs if he wants to. Because it's very odd to me, and I'm not going to shoot my mouth off about him right now, because you would say, well, if you're picking anybody, you're picking Ty Jerome over Sam Merrill. You're absolutely right. But if he don't want to be here, he don't want to be here. If he feels that it's a better long-term investment for himself to get probably the same amount of money, but also get more minutes to be able to show whatever he can do so he can avoid being either a Euro player or a league minimum player, then fine. Go right on ahead and do so. I can't make him play for the
Cavs. Here's what I don't think. I do not think that Ty Jerome passed up a bunch more money.
No.
A player like
so
Ty,
comparable,
who had a significant injury that cost him an entire season in the NBA. People thought that was it. People thought he may never play again in the NBA. He was a borderline. Like, he was borderline trying to stick when he got the contract to begin with, when he was finishing up at Golden State. A guy like that's not passing up. Like, let's say the Cavs were offering $3 more million over 3 years with a team option. There's no way he's passing up $9 million guaranteed.
No.
Based on what he signed for.
Exactly.
Like, I just can't, playing time or what? Like, also you can make the case if you're Ty, like, there's going to be more playing time in Cleveland down the road. Maybe not more than Memphis, just because of the Ja situation. You never know what's going on with Ja. But in Cleveland, like, Darius has had his injuries. Donovan Mitchell, they already tried to load manage last year. Who's to say they wouldn't be doing that more? Like, there's going to be playing time for Ty Jerome here. Now, I realize they drafted, you know, Proctor, and they have Craig Porter Jr. Who cares? Like, Ty Jerome's better than those guys right now. I understand Tyrese Proctor he was a 49th pick in the second round. Like, 49 overall.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Aramis in West Park. You're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Go right on ahead.
Listen, man, it's dereliction of duty, really. If this is squarely on the GM's back, if he said, you know what, this is the better player, we're keeping him over him, he failed. Absolutely failed. I feel
Hold on. Just a moment. Stay with me, Aramis. Yep. I ain't going to run you off yet, my God.
Aramis, Ken.
Aramis, you know, I'm
Aramis,
sorry.
Aramis, we've been through this for the last 15 years, buddy.
Well, you ain't been around for 15 years. All right,
I've been
Aramis.
Listening to you since Aramis. You used to do the show in the evenings.
Aramis. Aramis, yep. Say that sentence again, picking Sam Merrill over Ty Jerome. Say it real quick.
He's the better player. Ty Jerome's the better player. If he had to choose between
if it's common sense to you, why wouldn't it be common sense to Kobe Altman? That's why I have to believe that that Ty Jerome don't want to be here, Aramis.
Okay, listen, I was trying to say, if this is squarely on the GM, if he had to choose between the two players and he made his choice, right, thinking he's the better player, it's on the GM, then he failed. But if Jerome didn't want to be here and the Cavs knew that, then it's no conversation here to be had. He's gone. That's it.
So are they better or worse than they were before?
They're worse.
Yes. How do they get better?
I don't know, Ken.
Because, you know, the first thing I'd think of, Aramis, thank you very much for the call. I mean, where do we get better on the margins? Is it Al Horford at 39 years old? He ain't 40. He's aged like a fine wine. How do we get better on the margins? You know, could Al Horford be brought in and then you move you-know-who, which is, you know who people might not know, Jared Allen? Can you finagle something there and put Al Horford there at 39 years old and force Evan Mobley to go, hey, it's time to leave the nest, young man. Let's go.
Yeah, look.
Sink or swim.
Al Horford is the perfect playoff player. We've seen it. We've seen how awesome that dude is in the playoffs. It's just I've also been waiting for Al Horford to fall off a cliff. He hasn't done it yet. So
why not?
Is it going to be this year? Like, that's the only thing with a guy at his age who's going to be turning, he's going to play this whole year at 39. until the 40 finals.
Game one of the finals.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at Kobe Altman or Mike Gansey yet.
He only played in, 60-65 games. All right, he's been semi-durable.
Yeah, that's not bad. If they went and they got Al Horford and we gave up Ty Jerome, like, all right. Okay. I got a lot of respect for Al Horford. He's had a very fine career.
Oh, this third act of his career has been awesome.
Yes.